Hello, everyone. This is a Rattlegym Broadcasting TV Party Tonight Extra. I'm your host, the mandated reporter, and frankly, I'm mortified, Mr. Mark Rattledge. And the extra that we've brought you tonight is a bit of a commentary. We've been doing these video game commentaries here on the Rattlegym Broadcasting Network for a little while now. They've been part of the Metal Hammer of Doom Extra. Jesse just put up one with Ronnie Adams of the Screaming Boy podcast, where they did a little source material extra, a Marvel fighting game featuring Wolverine. And so tonight, in synergy, in celebration of the Simpsons... God damn it. What did I do?
You said synergy.
Yeah, that's a new thing for me. Shut up. in celebration of the Simpsons beating Gunsmoke as the longest-running primetime scripted TV show in TV history, which is with its 636 episode airing when this goes live tonight, April 29th. The episode is Forgive and Regret. We thought we'd celebrate by looking back at an old Simpsons video game, the Simpsons arcade game. We're going to watch the entire playthrough, and I'm not alone. Of course, the host of Source Material, the disapproving dad, Mr. Jesse Starcher. How do you do, sir?
Well, guys, I'm out because I'm all prepared to do a commentary on the Gunsmoke game for the NES.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I weep for your preparation.
That was a thing?
It was a thing. It was probably one of the more popular. I don't think it was based off of it. It was very similar. And it was like Gun Period Smoke, if I remember correctly. It was a
one
weird title.
They couldn't get the rights to it, probably. So
yeah, exactly.
Sad. And those...
A bunch of, like, sad pseudo-references and vague. They're like, no, this is totally the character, but we spelled his name differently.
And those voices you hear, of course, the other panelists, the host of the 401 Ground and Pound radio show, and super Simpsons fan in his own right, the host, actually, of Damn You Hollywood as well, Mr. Robert Winfrey. How do you do, sir?
Yeah, not too bad. It's always a good time when I can talk about the Simpsons and stave off my crippling loneliness and emotional issues.
Well, I'm sure glad to be here tonight.
In the Suicide Prevention Club.
Loose aside, not entirely joking, when I was dealing with... jeez. I hate to say this as though I've conquered my depression, but there was a period of about 12 years when I was severely depressed from the ages of like 12 to 24, 25. And when I couldn't sleep, my local Fox station would have like hour blocks of The Simpsons on from like 11 to midnight. And I would just like watch those... every night, basically, and it was one of the few highlights of my existence.
So, all right, and then there's Ronnie Adams. A brief aside.
like that intro, Ronnie?
Hello, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend from the Screaming Boy podcast, Ronnie Adams. How do you do, sir?
I'm okay, I think.
All right.
So, night's young.
So just to go along...
I will make you feel better about yourself, I promise. At least you won't be me.
Winfrey, I consider you a friend, and I don't think I want that. Just feel better about myself just because... Never mind, I'm done now.
Good. So a brief aside. Last night's episode of Family Guy, there's a bit where they kind of imitate the Honeymooners, and Peter says to Lois, "To the moon, Lois." And she's like, "What does that even mean?" And he's like, "You know, to the moon." And he's like shaking a fist at her. And she's like, "Oh, are you trying to tell me it's a funny thing that you're going to hit me so hard that I'm going to fly up into the atmosphere into space and land on the moon? Is that what you're saying? Is that what's so funny?" And Peter looks dead right at the camera and looks back at her. And he goes, "Well, not anymore. Dude, I don't even care if you think that's funny. I couldn't stop laughing at that." I mean,
Seth MacFarlane is the worst.
I laughed so hard at that last night. I think I woke my wife up.
Yes, by all means, let us continue to impose our current standards onto past cultures. This will not lead us down a path of whitewashing history that inevitably leads to us continually repeating all the mistakes that were made 50, 60 years ago. You bunch of hacks.
So the best
talky, more funny.
So the best
Seth
part
MacFarlane
of this whole story
is a blight on television and humanity in general.
Boy, I can't wait for the next Damn You Hollywood. Anyway, like the whole point of the story was I'm at work today and I couldn't get that out of my head. So I'm just hyping up notes and I could see like the deputy looking in on me, you know, seeing what I was doing, and I'm just giggling to myself like an idiot. Like I'm hearing voices. I, I could. This
he
made
was
me
like, oh, all's normal.
And then I'm walking down the hallway, same thing. I'm still chuckling to myself out loud. All right, but we didn't come here to talk about Winfrey's depressing life Ronnie Adams' not so depressing life by comparison, or my laughing like an idiot out loud, or Jesse wondering why he told me he wasn't busy in the first place. Let's go ahead and pull up our YouTubes. Does everyone have the link ready? We're on.
No.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, shut up. It takes me 5 seconds.
All right. And 3, 2, 1, everyone play.
Gotta turn my stuff down just a little bit. I listened to a little bit of this going, jeez, please. The guy is putting in credits, by the way.
Yes.
That is nothing but credits.
I didn't know what it was at first.
And then we have a baby choking. Like, we have a baby choking on a diamond.
He's not choking on it.
I feel like I'm having a seizure when listening to this.
I thought that was the intro music when I first listened
to
it. I was like, wait a second.
That is the worst Simpsons ever. So I've watched this a little bit a few times just to see, make sure this would be a good one to comment over. And can I just say, if you get hit with a vacuum, you're going to die. Like,
weapon of choice.
I mean, like, the skateboard, whatever, the jump rope wouldn't really hurt you.
Well, Marge is one of the better characters, especially if you're trying to keep distance.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Homer is objectively the best, if you're min-maxing this.
I mean, as far as power goes, I think Homer
is
probably
the best.
Is
she doing the Naomi booty bump?
God, I genuinely could never figure out how to reliably do the team-ups in this game. It made me so upset.
The guys playing this one do it a couple of times. It's pretty cool to see. I've never actually seen anyone do it.
Yeah.
You gotta see what comes
my
next.
My brother
though.
And I used to play, and we'd do it on accident occasionally.
So watch this. Watch what happens here.
If you got four people, you can pick up the car. It's great.
You only need
what?
Two. Watch.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, they fucking hooked that thing up.
They threw a plate.
Hey, Caleb, come over here. Help me lift this car.
Yeah. Hey, Lisa, the 12-year-old girl. Let's flip this 2-ton machine over on a man.
Now let's do the fire engine. Okay, maybe.
So did you guys play this game a lot when it was out in the arcade?
Oh, so many. I hesitate to think about how much money I poured into this.
Right?
It was always full when I went in.
I mean, I would say in both cases for me, anytime I saw it, I definitely played it, but I definitely had to wait.
Yeah. This was at the theater. I never really saw it much at the arcade. This was at, like, the movie theater.
Oh.
And it was definitely, you know, there was either a lot of people waiting to play it, or it was just something that caught your eye because it almost looked like the cartoon. This is one of those games that reminds me of. This was a precursor to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, I mean, not for nothing, but these were not exactly well-drawn characters to begin with.
Yeah,
they were pretty crude.
Easy to put in a video game.
Yeah,
like the first season Simpsons and the one that came on the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah,
yeah.
It looked like something I drew when I was 5.
Yeah, that was like lazy sketches.
Yeah.
They said this came out in 91, so Winfrey, how many years have The Simpsons been around?
I forget when they debuted. They debuted not long after their debut season was 80, maybe early 90s. No, it was 80-something, 87.
Are we counting when the series proper started or when they debuted in the Tracy Ullman show?
Let's go with the... let's go with the main season.
I mean, we're talking
at
30 89. Years here. Yeah. And Homer
89.
Blew up his
so this
head
is
first.
Only. So that's how popular this show got. 2 years later, it gets its own video game. Which.
Oh, dude, Simpsons merch was everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do the Bartman.
Don't have a cow, man.
Don't have a cow, man. I didn't do it.
Those t-shirts.
Here we go.
Marge and Homer.
Oh, no, these were great.
Fucking
if you could actually
here.
Get them to work, they just would clear a screen.
Oh, my gosh. This sound effects make me want to kick puppies.
Speaking of kicking a puppy, woo! Dude, he just Rey Mysterio'd that
things
puppy.
The things you could throw at other people in this game was great.
Yeah.
So we got to call out to our background characters there. There was the... Help me
Dr.
out.
Dr. Marvin Monroe.
There we go.
Who was rumored to be dead for a long time because they wrote him out.
I remember one of the clip shows. They were like, something about like, you know, which beloved character died, and it was like no one because nobody loved.
The two they referenced were Bleeding Gums Murphy and Dr. Marvin Monroe.
Nobody loved them.
Because nobody cared about either of them.
Right.
And then Mrs. Krabappel, the actress, like, legit died, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got to say legit. Oh, no!
Knocking across the screen. Oh, look, there's George.
Watch out for that.
Hey, Winfrey, there's George in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
George is white, not pink. Here comes the bear. Well, let's see her get smashed by the bear, because the bear's about to kick out of that cage in the background, and he'll squash anyone close enough to his...
I got money on Bart.
I don't know if I got...
Arch and Lisa got it.
I don't know if I got past level 2.
I don't go to Vegas.
Oh, I beat this. It cost me a lot of money, but I beat it.
Yeah, wow. I got pretty far in it. I don't remember if I ever beat it in. I might have seen it get beat, but it's been so long. 1991 was a million years ago.
Binky. Now, is this a...
This is a reference to Matt Groening's original strip...
Oh, that's
That
right.
was like Letters from Hell or something. Not Letters from Hell, that's a Jack the Ripper thing, but something from...
Easily confused.
There was a Hell joke, and I can't remember what it was.
I don't remember the Odd Job guys.
Throwing the hats.
Yeah, Life in Hell, that was it. Those bunnies are from Life in Hell.
Marge is getting... Gotcha. Whoever's playing Marge is getting her ass kicked.
Well, because she keeps attacking with it.
She does, too.
Who the hell are you? Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Grab the cat, because Snowball, too.
Woo! Here we go.
Just throw
the cat.
Look out, world.
throwing a cat works.
Oh, my God. I know Robert Winfrey's going to go on another 20-minute rant about how much he hates Seth MacFarlane, but, dude... Adam West with the cat launcher is still one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
That's so great.
Paul, that's a human name. Paul!
Yeah, I watched a man punt the cat down some stairs once.
Why are we kicking animals on this show? Why?
I don't know.
This gameplay's making me hurt because they're letting themselves get pinned.
Hey, get out of the corner.
Get out in front of it. The hands get you if you're in front of it.
Yeah, these
gameplay is making me epileptic.
I was going to say,
this is people just wanting to play through and knowing it doesn't matter how many times they die. Like, there's no strategy here. There's no people like I'm going to show you how to whip this thing.
I've seen the speed run of this. It takes like 7 minutes.
Nice.
And everybody's going to die.
Oh, good. They're screaming again.
The cemetery.
My second favorite level.
You ever
noticed the music in this one?
You ever noticed
for crappy 8-bit music, it's suitably creepy for a cemetery in a Simpsons game.
So yeah. Every level has begun with Smithers just slightly ahead of them. How is he just waiting for them at the end of this thing? Because it's taking forever to get across.
They're chasing it.
I understand. No shit, dude. What I'm saying is, realistically, they're taking considerably longer that he should be well ahead of them.
Yeah, and Paul Walker and Tyrese shouldn't have a conversation between cars when they're traveling 60 miles an hour.
They shouldn't.
That's a really good point. I mean, I'm not even angry at that.
Oh, the ghosts.
Throw a skull, like you do.
I mean...
Oh, the guys with the jumping bicycle kicks. It almost seemed like it was cheating, because there was so few ways to deal with it.
I mean, legitimately, we listen to each other on here, waiting for that rebuttal. I can't... There's no rebuttal for that. They should not have those conversations.
Skull up there. Go grab it. There you go.
Oh my gosh. Those are scary looking.
Here we go.
Yuck.
Oh, they're about to come out of the ground.
Who else really enjoyed the Treehouse of Horror episodes besides me?
They're the best. Good. There are some there's some genuinely great ones.
Homer, stop eating
yourself. Homer,
stop eating yourself. But I'm so sweet. And
oh yeah, the Omega Man. Wait, zombies. Yeah, DLC for zombies. One of my favorites ever.
And he had that lever action shotgun.
Yeah.
and
that's a great weapon.
Freaking
Barney, not you too. I'm not a zombie, but hey, one in Rome.
Yeah. You know, Ned Flanders came out of nowhere and was like, Homer, what's going on?
I'm feeling a Mike Peckish. Mind if I nibble your ear? Then he shoots him. Dad, you killed the zombie Flanders. He was a zombie?
Oh, yeah, that's it. He was a zombie?
It's one of my favorite Homer lines.
You guys talked zombie? Over it, but I love the bit where it's like, Homer, stop eating yourself. But I'm so sweet and tasty.
Yeah. I'm so tasty. That's after he eats the forbidden donut.
Right. He turns into a donut.
Indeed, that's like the best Simpsons Halloween short is the devil and Homer Simpson.
Mm-hmm. All right. What did she say? I missed that.
All right. Now we're actually running from the real ghosts.
Ah!
And this
guy is doomed. Oh, God.
Obligatory obligatory vertical scrolling level from every arcade game ever.
I feel like that guy just got ghost raped.
No, they're ghosts. They're incorporeal.
You don't know that. You don't know what happens to
ghosts. I never felt a ghost dick.
Ghosts are incorporeal.
Oh, Jesse.
I pitch in when I can.
So did that ghost.
Anybody have a better vertical scroller than this one? Because I can remember one that I kind of preferred to this.
I can't think of anything.
I can't really think of anything.
There's one from the X-Men. I forget what level it was, but the X-Men arcade game.
Oh my God! Stop yelling.
Had a really cool vertical elevator scroller.
We are that was something that me and
guys. I hate these guys.
God, that one guy looks like he's wearing his brother's clothes.
Yeah, one of them's little.
Yeah,
it's funny.
He needs a proper tailor.
Come on, get back in it.
These guys cost me so much money. These two in particular.
Yeah, this I don't remember. I don't think I ever made it this far.
Yeah, I'm. It's all new to me right now. Are these dudes that are just made for the game? These guys aren't.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot of continuity here.
Okay.
And then you manage to kill one of them, and thankfully, if this were made today, the other one would have an enrage mechanic.
Right.
But, oh, yeah, his overhead that blocks your jump attacks. So stupid. You think you got him, and then suddenly you're the one flying across the screen, and.
Yep.
The little devil appears, and you have to beat the countdown.
Marge has got four lives, by the way. I don't know. Right. They didn't start out all even, but Marge has been getting her ass whipped.
And Ren's invisible. There we go. We are in Moe's Tavern.
Moe's Speakeasy.
Which doesn't really look like this.
It gets a little... Oh. Yeah, you gotta watch that door to the, like, ladies' room. Because she'll open it and slam somebody, but offers you a cake for a health up, if memory serves. I haven't played this game in so long. Makes me want to.
Does she yell out friendship when she does it?
No, she doesn't offer you a cake. Huh. I don't know that reference.
That's a Mortal Kombat reference, right, Mark?
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's what I thought.
Friendship. I love that.
There's Barney.
Hey, there he goes.
you get the pie off the... Yeah, there's the health. Throw the bottle. There's a hot dog over there.
Ooh.
The boomerang fedoras.
Winfrey, you got a best Bart prank for Moe's Tavern?
Oh, God. There's so many.
This is a classic
Seymour
Butts.
Always,
yes.
Yeah, that was always the classic.
Seymour Butts is a good one. I mean, Hugh Jass, just because they pay it off with a guy named Hugh Jass coming up. Like, I'm Hugh Jass. Telephone. Well, this is Hugh Jass. Look, I'm going to level with you, buddy. This is just a prank call that went horribly, horribly wrong. Well, good luck with that in the future. What a nice young man.
I like the one from The Family Guy where they had Bart
IP Freely's pretty solid.
Oh, IP Freely, yes.
So they had Bart and Stewie hanging out.
Alcoholic.
And Stewie was like, can I do one? And he's like, I'm going to kill your family or whatever it is he says. He's like, that was really dark. There's old bleeding gums.
Yep. He was still alive at this point. Marge is the aliens guy.
I just watched The Simpsons on Sunday, and it was The Simpsons in New Orleans. It's a great episode, and it made me want to go back to New Orleans very badly. They did at least like a 10-minute thing on like Homer just eating different dishes in New Orleans.
Get off of the roulette table.
Okay, there's not a roulette table at Moe's.
Not anymore.
There never was one. This bar is not that big.
And then this guy who is like has no frame of reference for the actual show.
He's just some drunk punk.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Who apparently can breathe fucking fire?
Because look at him. The Simpsons actually predicted the meth epidemic. Look at this guy. I'm trying to remember whether or not this guy caused me a lot of problems. I don't think he did. I mean, the most annoying thing is the occasional fire breath he spits. And that for some reason, his punch attack hits behind him as well. It's an AOE.
They're trying to deal with him, but it don't take much.
Oh, no, they're fine.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. This guy's... When he first launched that fire attack, man, he messed them up. Like, he threw out three of them.
Oh, no, yeah, you really have to dodge that. That thing hurts.
Here they go.
Elevator back up.
I like looking at the backgrounds as we go through this because there's a lot of.
There he is again, waiting on him.
There.
Aw, he threw Maggie at a snake.
That's not a snake, that's a flotation device. It's a flotation ring.
Is it?
Yeah.
Look at a snake.
She's gonna float down the river. We're gonna jump after her at the end of this level.
Okay.
And fall off of a waterfall.
Dude, spoilers.
I'm sorry. They get Maggie back at the end.
That's a horrible ending at the end when Maggie dies. I'm sorry.
It takes a real dark turn when they all commit suicide.
Thank you. Come on. Please give me some suspense.
That's what they were trying to do at the end there when they were jumping off the cliff.
There's an ape here.
Maybe the Sasquatch. No, the Sasquatch. It's a Sasquatch.
Ah, jeez, he's dead, whatever it is.
Yeah, bees. Here it comes out. The bees are out. God, I hated those bees.
I'm covered in bees.
But they always seem to go for me. And don't quote Nicolas Cage at me ever again.
Stop the bees!
Oh, covered they're in my eyes.
I didn't realize I thought I was doing Eddie...
Making mind bleed.
Okay, I thought I was doing Eddie Izzard, but whatever. I'm covered in bees. How about I tell you what I'm doing? How about I tell you what I'm doing? I'm doing Eddie Izzard.
No, you're not. I'm telling you what you're not doing.
No, you're not. Eddie Izzard isn't into guys.
Boo.
Boo.
Yeah, no, boo.
Oh, sorry. Nelson, gonna hand off the... Just takes off...
No, they glitched it. They glitched the, For some reason, they glitched that out. Because, yeah, he normally gives you the slingshot.
The dude just walked off with it.
Which is really helpful on this level, actually. Yes, oh, the fish. Slinky.
Oh, Blinky, yeah.
The guide fish. Which you can now throw at enemies.
Pick him up.
This is rough, man. I can see where this would eat a lot of quarters.
Again, there's a reason this cost me a lot of money. You have to know what you're doing. It's what makes the speedruns, like, make my heart bleed. Like, oh, I wasted hours and hours and so much money. And here's somebody just going through it in 7 minutes. Nitro Bob!
Pick some squirrel. Or raccoon.
Actually fire. If memory serves, this is prior to Bob becoming evil.
Did you not hear that sound effect?
Look at that bear in the background. That is a happy bear.
That bear is stroking it.
Here comes Andy. Here comes the other bear.
He's in the bushes jerking off. That's horrible.
Oh, thankfully, we avoided the
bears.
Bears took a boulder in the
bear,
air.
Man. This is, yeah, after the uneven twins, this was the other boss I hated. This is a run killer.
It's not enough that they have to fight a bear, but somebody's throwing rocks at them too. I mean,
yeah, the bear's cannonball attack. Oh,
dude, that just wiped out three of them right there.
Oh yeah, I'm like having flashbacks to like cursing it. Bear in mind, this is like 10-year-old Mormon curses, so they're not actually curses.
You
Rasa. Sounds like
you ever see Johnny Dangerously?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The Italian guy who can't curse a lot.
Maroni. He murdered the English language and anything that got in his way. I love that line.
Yeah. That's a great line.
Oh yeah, you're right. It's a flotation device.
Here comes Smithers. And they go over the waterfall.
Yeah.
And I miss when Smithers was black.
Racist.
Like, I'm so glad somebody else got that instead of me.
Okay, so I have to have played up to this point because I remember Dreamland.
Yeah.
Oh, the best thing was trying to get in on someone else's game when they got further than you could.
There's four spots. I want to help you out here.
And there was some weird arcade etiquette around crap like that, but I can't actually remember now. Oh, these things. Hated these things.
That seems like a nightmare. My goodness.
Yeah.
These. Because they throw musical notes at you.
Yep.
Like you do.
I mean, you know.
And I mean, I can use music almost enough to start a death metal band, you know, so this was like hell for me. So I shot at death metal music there.
Whatever.
Well, that's inventive, picking up the letters and throwing them and stuff.
The letters.
That's pretty cool. This is actually a neat level.
Really, they're all creepy. Hallucinating. It's a great one.
This is the acid trip-out level.
No, that's when we go through the TV studio.
Oh, wow.
Dude, remember, speaking of acid trip-outs, remember the Homer peyote episode? We have to go.
Yes,
like a
Johnny
quest.
Cash is the coyote.
Yes, that's a great episode.
Oh, the evil barks. This is like the worst. This is the worst level, like non-boss fight of this entire game.
I don't understand.
It's little things. Oh, I hated them so much. The bowling ball is not actually that bad.
Is this the boss? This is the boss.
Yes. Yeah, the level boss. Watch out, he's going to charge you.
You know, in all honesty, if you punch the bowling ball with your hands, you break your hand.
Oh, really? Really?
Yes.
I
never would have guessed that.
I don't believe it.
There's a lot of unrealistic...
Have you ever punched a bowling ball in your dreams, then?
There's a lot of unrealistic stuff in this game, I'm just saying.
Thanks, Mark.
Was the yellow skin the giveaway?
This was a great idea.
They could...
Hang on, he's going to get arms.
They could be jaundiced.
Oh, the hop attack. This guy's got, like, three different phases. As he hops around for a bit now, which really sucks. You want to get through this phase as fast as possible, because this next one is just, like, a single pseudopodic appendage that will whip around the zone and try to hit you, but is easily dodgeable.
What season was it where...
I thought you were going, what are you saying right now?
Season? They've all done enough shows with me to not verbalize that thought anymore. Hear it. Okay.
Oh,
what season? Did I forget this one?
Well, what's he doing? Oh, now he's shooting bowling pins.
Yeah, now he shoots bowling pins.
All right.
Like you do.
What season was it that Homer got Marge the bowling ball for?
Oh, my God.
Oh, two or three. That's very early.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Early.
All right.
Yeah, see the single pseudopod.
That's a great episode because she's like, "Yeah, fuck you, Homer," and she actually goes bowling, and then like she almost falls for the bowling instructor.
Chuck,
listen, I find flaws in how you explained that episode.
Oh, did you see the scene where she was where her and the bowling instructor are like banging each other, like right there in the bowling alley?
I think you've made up your own episodes of The Simpsons.
Mark, I don't know what... look, there are Simpsons fan websites that you just shouldn't visit. I mean, you have a family.
It's where he frequents.
Your daughter might find that.
Control shift P, my friend.
I just showed my daughter Grease yesterday.
Well, then you've scarred her for life.
She enjoyed it.
Now we wake ourselves up.
It's lightning.
Kind of surprised this is the only between level thing they left in.
Well, they did the air balloons earlier.
Hey, go Homer. For him.
Way to go.
Oh, here we go. This is your acid trip, because we're just going to go through the studio where they're doing a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate... The boss for this one is hilarious.
You know, I'm so glad you explained where the bunny came from, because when I played this as a kid, I didn't know, you know, when I was younger. I was like, what is with this rabbit?
I found that out much later.
Well, I mean... It
as a kid, it was just bunnies.
It answered a long-standing question for me, though.
That news anchor.
Life in hell.
That news anchor is not wearing any pants.
Most of them aren't.
I mean, I would literally sit and just scream at the screen. Why are you there? Who are you? I didn't have a lot of friends.
This is a very sad.
I still don't personally.
This is a very sad podcast.
It is.
Welcome to the Wrath.
Dude, most podcasts are sad if people pay attention to them.
Welcome to the Rattlage and Loneliness podcast.
Yeah, you're gonna go off the first. That's an ironic title, considering you are the most socially well adjusted of us.
One of my blonde work wives today fed me lunch today. It was glorious. She left me a little love note. She said, love begins with a half-eaten sandwich and wings. And I said, it certainly does.
Oh, the robot.
When you said she fed you lunch, I thought you were, like, sitting there and she's, like, feeding you a sandwich.
That would have been cool, but no.
I imagined, like, grapes being fed to you.
You can't get caught between the robots.
Dude, Winfrey does not give a fuck about this work story. And you guys are like...
He's smart.
Winfrey's like, I came here to talk Simpsons. I'ma talk Simpsons.
Now,
Importantly, I know you'd never actually cheat on your wife, so I question the purpose of the story.
You're no fun, Winfrey. No selling Winfrey.
No sell Winfrey. That's right.
So I don't remember this level at all. None at all.
Right. The broom is a fun weapon.
I still say, if you got hit full force in the face with a vacuum, you'd be dead.
Depends on who's swinging the vacuum. It also depends on what kind of vacuum it is.
Do you see the vacuum she's got there? She hits you with the head of that thing, you're fucking dead.
Oh, no, she's got a pretty heavy-duty thing going on there, but... Oh, ninjas.
Like you do. Oh, God,
oh, yeah,
beat
we're
it.
Into the jet.
Nice.
Yeah, look, the boss of this level is like a kabuki dancer.
Nice. Can you imagine being
who
the right...
Who is both hilarious and quasi the bane of your existence when you're playing this game.
Can you imagine the writer's room for this game? What else should we put in there? Ah, fuck it, ninjas.
Sure, they're in a television studio. They're going through all the different shows that Channel 6 puts on. They had a ninja show.
Wait.
Oh, wow.
That's some Winfrey trivia right there. Woo, look out, world. All gone, beat it.
Yeah, you could harass the bunny in the tree who would dispense food.
Well, why is there a rabbit in the tree? Rabbits don't go into trees.
Well, the rabbit shows up to point out that there's no more fruit in the tree to...
Why is he at the top of the tree? This game is biologically inaccurate.
Thanks, Mark Rabbit.
Dude,
point out the yellow skin and four fingers on each hand.
Again, could be jaundice. Again, could be nuclear fallout.
Sure. So, the bunny crossbred with monkeys, and now they live in the tops of trees. What do you want?
See, at least Winfrey gave me a rational explanation, not... Dude!
And yet you can't give me a rational explanation as to why you like Age of Extinction.
Go fuck yourself. How is that for a rational explanation?
That was rough.
Old wounds. Barely healed.
Do you not listen to Damn You Hollywood? That was practically a pet on the head compared to some of our conversations.
Yeah, here comes the kabuki dance.
I do listen to it, but I'm also not there.
Oh, was that the classic, oh,
kinda, yeah.
Sounded like it.
God, this guy was so much fun to play against, to fight. Because he's...
Slice and dice.
He's like hilarious, but he can also beat you if you're not paying attention.
He's cutting up this group pretty well. The Simpsons gets all over the place.
They're also standing... They're grouped up too much. You want to try to have a 2-2 split here if you're doing this as a group. Because if you're 3-1, I think he's waited to attack the 3 side.
There is too much strategy going on here.
I was just thinking the same thing. You know what else I was thinking? Nerd. I just button mashed.
I could have sworn you were thinking swim hungry.
Shut up.
Random Commander Keen reference.
Nice.
I hated the dope fish so much. Like, total aside for that game, that was 4. I want to say it was, I can't remember if it was 4 or 7, where you're. The water levels feature the dope fish that just eats you if it gets to you.
Dope fish. That's the name of my new record. Thanks, Ronnie.
No problem.
Hey, look, I imagine you're automatically better than Kendrick Lamar and can therefore be eligible to win the Pulitzer Prize.
Oh, my God. So whoever's doing this, I just have to add credit to this.
Yeah. Oh, that whirlwind attack that he does. Oh, I mean, that last one was fine. They got him close enough to the edge when he initiated it, but that'll kill you, man. That was a tough one.
This board is taking forever.
There we go.
There we go. All right, pay friendly now after you like beat the fuck out of the guy.
Homer's dance is the best.
Yes. Isn't it? he got like a pant size thinner while doing that. How was he behind?
Oh, I know he was behind him.
Yeah, they got ahead of him. He was hiding out. He was hiding out the television.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
Burns owns it.
Now to drop them into the nuclear cooling tower. Is that what's going to happen?
No, they go behind it.
Looks like a... Yeah, never mind.
Hey, look, there's that crossbred rabbit again.
I mean, really, it's a demon rabbit because it's from hell.
Oh,
well, that
shit.
Makes everything better.
Here we go. With the soundtrack brought to you by Kraftwerk.
No. First, okay, now we fight Smithers with his bombs.
Welcome to my world. Shouldn't this be like a gay bar?
Oh, ouch.
No, Smithers wasn't gay yet.
Oh, he wasn't? He was.
Nah.
Burns wasn't really good at turning him on at this point.
Something like that. Again, he's like just very recently stopped being black by the time this game came out.
Nice. And racist.
Like how Smithers runs around with a cape. He has a cape with a...
Like the Phantom of the nuclear... fucking opera.
It's a cape of never-ending explosive devices.
That he gets out of
like petition.
D&D?
Yeah, if you've got a DM, petition him for this item.
His fucking magic bag of holding.
The cape of Smithers.
Yeah, the annoying thing about Smithers is just his speed. I mean, like, you should be dodging the bombs, but trying to actually get to this guy and land hits can be a pain in the butt.
So I was going to say, corner him, see what you can do.
He does the jump attack and clears everybody.
They've been hit so many times, I've actually been able to read everyone's little phrase for when they get hit. I love Marge's.
What'd she say? Hang on. Yeah? Okay.
This burns me up.
Oh, okay.
She says, screw you, starter.
Here we go. Boom.
Uh-oh.
God forbid you have any patience, Jesse. Oh, he's a little hot under the collar.
Yep. Here comes Burns.
Waka waka.
Oh, look. Even he's
Mecha
got...
Burns!
Even he's got Stark armor.
To be fair, Burns is a better Tony Stark.
True.
He makes less jokes.
Yes, he's less quippy. See my vest, made from real gorilla chest.
Best Simpsons song. Drops another nuke.
I forgot that you don't like jokes in superhero movies.
I don't mind jokes. I hate too many jokes.
Can we please not have the Ragnarok discussion again?
Well, it sucks.
As long as that discussion doesn't become the Avengers and Infinity War discussion. That shit in Infinity War, and I'm going to be upset.
I mean, the clips we have seen do not give me hope. Let me put it like that.
When are you going to see it, Winfrey? Are you going to see it, like, the Thursday it comes out, or are you waiting until the Tuesday?
The best seating I could find was for Thursday at 11:30.
In the morning?
No. Thursday, 11:30. It's like right before midnight.
Oh, wow.
Had some decent seats still available.
I have a 7:30 showing. I have a 7:30 showing on Thursday. I'm probably going to go see it again Friday, and I'm going to take my kids on Sunday.
I am, like, prepping myself for severe disappointment in that movie.
This is a great podcast. We're talking about when we're going to see the Infinity War movie. People listen
3 minutes
to this,
left in this video.
People listen to this video
this
weeks
is the
from now.
This is the final phase of the Brooks fight, and they're probably about to beat him. Yeah, once he starts breaking up.
Yeah, I've never seen this before, so this is new for me.
I'm the only one on this. Am I seriously the only one who's actually beaten this game here?
Yes.
Oh, the lasers. Those lasers are more annoying than the mini nuke because the animation for them is. Yeah, that's it.
Lasers. I feel like this group of guys just walked into those lasers just now.
Kenny scissors.
Laser beams.
Nuke. And the mini nuke like doesn't even have a huge radius. It's so easy to dodge.
Oh wait, let's go back just a second. Jesse, what did you say?
Burns has titty scissors. Look, there they are.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
All right. Yeah, he's about to go down.
Oh, that's getting...
It's going down. Right, Jesse?
I'm yelling timber.
No, it was a Danzig. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that song never. I will once. I will once I put the show up. I will have heard it one time.
Go listen to more Danzig.
Come on, man.
When death had no name.
I wish we would have kept count how many credits, like, it would have actually took these guys to get here and beat this game.
They've died a zillion times.
Figured out how much.
I mean, considering a bunch of them started with, like, over 40.
And they've been adding as we go along.
I mean, yeah, these guys are not good.
Yeah, this is, like I said, this is just a no-strategy button mash. My favorite.
Most arcade games fall loosely into that category. Oh, here we go.
That's a no on the go.
No, he just falls. He literally just falls over.
And now they rip his clothes off. No, sorry.
What?
Mark, again, stop visiting the Simpsons Rule 34 website.
You.
Aw. And Burns is dead.
He's dead.
Yeah,
that was disturbing.
And here comes the rest of the family.
Where did they come from?
Who knows?
What? Why are they there?
They follow them the whole time? Did they have to fight a bear and a kabuki dancer too?
No, that's why you follow behind the group of heroes, because they take out the majority of it.
Okay.
Mark, would you like to make some racist jokes?
I mean, the answer to that is always. Have you not listened to Danny Hollywood?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. Don't carry the kid. Just make the baby walk.
That's like the Japanese version. That's why there's a few subtle differences between the Japanese version and the American version.
Yes, I did read about that before I picked this video, but I thought this looked better than the original link that I sent you guys.
Yeah. You made the right choice.
Thanks.
Okay, so one of the subtle differences in the Japanese version and the American version is they make their kid walk.
I don't know if that's...
Hey, not for nothing, but I've been making Jonas walk since he was, like, two. Like, as soon as he could, like, full-on walk and not just toddle around, I was like, nah, fuck you, kid. You're walking everywhere. I couldn't wait to get rid of the stroller.
tracking.
Oh, there's a Turtles in Time playthrough. I know what I'm
doing. Dude, I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of great stuff. Me and Ronnie saw the X-Men one when we were doing...
I loved that game. Yeah. That's another one that took so much of my life.
If this is something that we're going to do, Mark seems to like the idea. I mean, I'm down for doing more of these at any time. So, you know,
I had to constantly switch between Wolverine and Nightcrawler because they had the best AOE clears for their mutant powers.
I was tracking what you were putting down with the elevator level while they were trying to turn it into the dad podcast.
I hear you, Ronnie Adams.
When did you get rid of your stroller? Nobody cares. Let's talk about elevators.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of these I want to do just because I've never seen the entire game all the way through, and I'm really curious. So that X-Men one's up there.
You want to just keep going?
No. Jesse, are we doing an outro?
Yes, general plugs. Here we go. All right. Okay. Look, go give the Rattlitch In Broadcasting Network Facebook page a like to stay up on top of all the great podcasts that we have to offer. All sorts of... Yeah, you can. You don't have to. If you don't want to, trust me. It's your choice.
That was mean. I shouldn't
have said that. You can report us for being insensitive, and then the hyper-liberals at Facebook will shut us down.
That could happen. Could very well happen. You never know. I'm telling you what. We have all sorts of great content on the Rattlitch... Fucking son of a bitch. We want your business. Come on over. Give us a like. Stay up on top of all those podcasts that we have. We have all sorts of stuff.
Hey,
we got MMA. On the Screaming Boy podcast. We have Robert Winfrey, who gives us the MMA lowdown, throwdown. Thank you. And then Mark Rattlitch, the ever-offensive patriarch of the Rattlitch in Broadcasting Network. I would tell you where you could follow me on Twitter, but I'm not subjecting myself to that. I'm turning it over to Mark Rattlitch.
All right, guys. Be well, be safe, and behave.
Screen Boy Podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, TuneIn Radio, and Rattlitch Broadcasting Network, Facebook. We do all the social media, so take a look at it, and that's it. I'm completely done for the night.
Robert Winfrey.
You can find me most Sundays hosting the 411 Ground and Pound radio show. This week there will be no show because the UFC's taking a couple of weeks off. We'll be back on the 6th. Make sure I remember this correctly. Yeah, the 6th of May to preview UFC 224. It's a pretty terrible card. This last week we reviewed UFC Fight Night 128 and all the associated news therewith. We just talk a lot of, you know, what goes on in the world of mixed martial arts, review fights, preview fights, and try not to kill each other because, I mean, we couldn't really given the geographic disparity between the three of us who are usually on the show, but metaphorically speaking. You can also find me most Tuesdays hosting Damn You Hollywood, where I am suffered... it's the wrong words. Where Mark Radlett subjects me to the worst in cinematic blockbusters. Then he tries to tell me why I'm wrong. It doesn't usually work because I'm... More often than not, I am correct and he is wrong about the quality of those films. He just can't actually admit it without having some severe cognitive dissonance pertaining to how he lives his life. And then we yell at critics for being terrible at their jobs. And then we yell at critics for being terrible at their jobs because, boy, are there some – there are some shockingly bad critics out there, and we're just happy to call them out on it. Oh, what are we doing on – what are you doing on Tuesday then?
Legends of Tomorrow.
Ugh, also terrible. Wednesday will be...
I know.
Wednesday will be...
There's no talking to him, Jesse.
I say nothing. I say nothing. I just make noises.
Wednesday, I'm doing the Foo Fighters, and there may or may not be a Metal Hammer of Doom without me.
Okay. So I think it will be DC's Legends of Tomorrow because Warner Brothers Television. Is that on the CW then? I can't remember what station.
Yeah.
Okay. Crappy CW shows because there's a ton of them. Like Arrow, it's not good. And The Flash, also not really good.
Biting my lip.
You want to get wasted watching The Flash? Take a drink every time he runs into someone who then lifts him up by the throat. Because, seriously.
Every week, guys.
So anyway, they'll be talking about that. So if you happen to like Legends of Tomorrow, again, I don't. But if you do, let's tune in, listen to them talk about it. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no one would have picked it up that you don't like the CW shows. Absolutely. You're very subtle about it.
I mean, I could be more brazen about it if you'd prefer.
What's next?
I'm letting Mark contemplate me being more brazen about this is all. Next Tuesday, Mark and I will be reviewing Avengers Infinity War. I am looking forward to it. I am...
No, you're not.
No, I genuinely am, because Thanos... Look, Thanos is going to kill people. As long as that actually happens, I will be okay with it. You can tune in to hear us review Infinity War. It'll be interesting, I think. Again, I haven't seen it yet, but Mark and I will review it. We'll talk about it. Then we'll talk about how much money it's going to make. It's going to make a lot of money. And then yell at critics for being bad at their jobs, because we can always find a few of them. There's always some of them who are just terrible at their jobs. And yet, and somehow they still keep their jobs. Like, this is what's shocking. It's kind of the same people over and over and over again.
I should have gone longer with my plugs.
Yes, your plug should consist of at least three editorials. That's how Robert works.
At least, come on, at least three editorials. But that will be it for me. Mark, what are we doing after Infinity War? I can't remember.
Eventually, Deadpool and Solo.
Ugh. Yeah, my desire to live basically end in the next 3 weeks. So
okay, Charlie Brown.
Glad we got Robert Winfrey on a show before he promptly kills himself before the Marvel movies complete.
Seriously, the thought of like having to sit through another Deadpool movie followed by the Solo movie followed by there's something awful after that too.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
What's after that? There's one more within
Jurassic
the next
World.
6 weeks. That's it. Yeah. So tune in to listen to me slowly descend towards suicidality again. All right, that's it for me. Mark, did I anything else you would like to plug?
All right, I'm taking us out of this motherfucker. Here we go.
You promise?
Yes. That is Robert Winfrey. Over there is Mark Radulich. Ronnie Adams, he's ready to get out of here. I have done just about put a pencil in my eye. I see you.
There's better ways to do that, just for the record.
No. Have a good one. Bye-bye.